Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pacifica National Board Programming Committee, May 23rd, 2021. It is now 2:36. I shall call roll from WBAI, Jack Devine.
Here.
Jack is present. From KAOS, Jose Gutierrez. Jose, I do not hear you. From KPFT, Wally James.
Here.
Wally is present. From KPFA, Philip Maldari. I do not hear you, Philip. Okay. From WPFW, Thomas O'Rourke.
Here.
Thomas is present. From KPFK, Lydia Ponce. Lydia, I do not hear you. From WBAI, Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Ralph is present. From KPFK, Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence, I do not hear you. From KPFT, Nancy Sidebar Nabitomi, that's me. I'm here. And next is WBAI, Sharon Salam.
I'm here.
Sharon is present. From KPFA, Frank Sterling.
I'm here.
Frank is present. And from KPFA, Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Tom is present. From KPFK, Harvey Wasserman. Harvey, I do not hear you. From KPFT, Sandy Wyman. Sandy, I do not hear you. Sandy said he's going to be absent. Okay, we have quorum. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Quorum is accomplished. Okay, next is we've done roll call. All right, the minutes of the last meeting is not ready. Sorry, I will try to have them ready. I will have them ready by next time, plus these. Let's go right to the agenda, tentative agenda. I hope you all received emails. Do you have any changes you would like to make to the agenda or any new things you want to add? We've got a full plate, but, I mean, I'm willing to put them on, and then if we don't get to them, they'll be on the next time. Any new business? Okay, let's stick to what we have then. If you think up later on, let me know. All right, here we – so may we approve the agenda? Any motion to approve?
I so move.
Oh, thank you, Thomas. All right. Next is the two time-sensitive motions about town halls on the air, live, not
previously. You need to ask if the point of order, Chair.
Oh, you have a point of order. What is your point of order?
I made the motion. You need to take a vote or see if there's any objections. No?
Take a vote of what?
To approve the agenda.
Oh, are there any objections to approving the agenda? Hearing no objections, agenda is approved. Thank you, Thomas. Okay, let's go to the first motion about, all right, I put this together, and I had done this in the LSB a long time ago, and we did approve it, but we never followed through. This is a good time for us to have town halls on the air because not everybody is internet connected, and we have a very important referendum vote coming up. So I think this may pass if three directors will put it on a special TMB meeting agenda, and you're going to have maybe one this Thursday. So this is, but first let's look at it, see if it's worth it. Okay. Whereas the town halls allow the community to voice their needs and concerns, and that not all of public have internet access, and when there is a health concern in a meeting in person, be it moved. All stations' town hall meetings shall be on the station's air for at least 2 hours on a weekend, announced by two carts, one in English, one in Spanish, scripted by the LSB and edited approved by the PNB, and these town hall carts shall be aired at least 8 days in advance. The Spanish translation shall air after the English version, or the town hall is bilingual for 4 hours. Now, does anybody want to start improving this or, you know, want to get something out of it? Go ahead, start. Anybody?
And motion to, just question, Tom, to the state.
Yes.
And,
yes, Tom,
and motion two, maybe we could take these together and see if they're can be, you know, turned into one. But
That's true, but if one doesn't please, then the whole both don't get passed.
Right. Okay. Well, the second motion is therefore to turn, to apply this rule to national town halls as well, or apply these strictures.
Yes, the national is like, I'll read it. A motion on national town halls, whereas town hall forums allow the community to voice needs and concerns, and in order to give a greater connection to the entire Pacifica community, this means that all five stations simultaneously, be it moved, a national town hall meeting shall be conducted at least twice a year, this is at least, it can be more, for 2 hours on a weekend, announced by two cards, one in English, one in Spanish, scripted by the PNB. These cards shall air at least 8 days in advance. The Spanish translation shall air after the English version, or the National Town Hall shall be bilingual for 4 hours. We've never done bilingual, but, I mean, we have a choice here with the way the motions are written. Last year we had a debate at KPFK on the referendum of last year, and then right after they finished, they did it. They just translated everything that happened in Spanish, but they didn't take any calls.
No calls.
That was last year because they were just translating it. But I think we can allow, town hall is call-ins, And so what is there something that you don't like about it? We'll spit it out so we can try to fix it quick. Or is there anything that you like about it?
Wally for the stack.
Yes, Wally, go ahead.
I know we've had people at managers at our station at QPFT in the past that were resistant to preempting programs because they felt like they were losing audience.
Yes, that's true. That's the biggest block.
Yeah, the weekends definitely here. That's the, we have our most listenership.
Yes. However, in the bylaws, we're supposed to broadcast live the LSB meetings, and we're not doing it. Not one station is doing it. They used to be done long, 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 long time ago, I was told, and at KPFT, that was the building next door, the French Alliance building, and they had a electrical cord out on the grass and going to the station next door and typing it live to the audience, radio audience. But little by little, stations stopped doing that. But it would be good to have the connection and a knowledge to inform the membership.
That might be true, Nancy, LSB's – I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Thomas.
I was just going to say that LSB meetings aren't generally what I would call scintillating radio. I mean, they're just not. But I understand the motivation for it.
Was there another person that?
Well, I think these motions are simple enough and plain enough. And as to speak to was it Wally's statement? What this is calling for is plenty of promotion, 8 days minimum. So when it is aired, and maybe a weekend evening is really the best time. Weekday evening, excuse me, not weekend. That it won't feel like a preemption. If you have say 2 weeks' notice that a Wednesday 8 to 10 o'clock slot is going to be turned over to something special. I mean, it is special programming after all, isn't it?
Well,
yes.
We're supposed to have
technically,
we're
sure.
We're supposed to have by the bylaws. We're supposed to have town hall meetings.
Oh yes, I know that too. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in the bylaws,
this is Frank. Here.
Excuse me. Who's that?
Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, go ahead.
Franklin. Just kind of to the point that it's interrupting regular programming. I think once or twice a year, like with the promotion as you just mentioned, is probably not that big a deal that's going to like permanently lose listeners. I feel like people may tune out at that moment that aren't interested. So it's probably not going to be someone that's going to permanently turn away from us Unless it's like a new time visitor just tuned in, they're like, what is this? But I agree with the town halls that we're supposed to be really be a membership station. And if it's only twice a year, that's not that at the minimum, which is what usually people end up doing. That's not that doesn't seem that invasive to me. I don't know. People may be into it. People may not be into it. It won't be on every Saturday.
No, no.
Sharon?
Yeah, Sharon, go ahead.
Well, I see a problem with the coordination of it because if you're going to do it throughout the station, everybody's night is different. So I don't know how you're going to coordinate that so that it would work.
Well, the station town halls will be free to do whatever time they wish. It's just when you do a national town hall, it's simultaneously at five different stations. So the West Coast will be in the afternoon, and the East Coast will be in the evening, and Central will be, KPFT will be in the middle. So,
This is Frankie.
Who's speaking? Who?
This is Frank again.
Oh, go ahead, Frank.
I just wanted to throw this out here, Franklin, KPFA. As part of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program, we had been doing, it's been a while now since we did our own town hall, but we would organize town halls ourselves and then record them and play them on the air at a later date. So usually management or wasn't involved or anything. It was kind of like a First Voice Apprenticeship Program thing. So I could also look into doing that and getting that on there. That might just be pre-recorded, though. So,
yeah. Pre-record is what we did in the past at KPFT. But I'm sorry, I shouldn't be talking to somebody. Who spoke just now?
Yeah, Tom's got something
Tom,
to say.
Go ahead. Yes, Tom.
Yeah. Franklin's time slot right after the evening news, right? Up until 1992. Used to be a time slot for the independent commentary hour five nights a week. I mean, that's after the evening news on at least KPFA and WPFW. I mean, if that came back, it would do it would bring back a lot of listeners, right? Because that's where you got the really scoop on things. And that time slot before 92 was also available for when we needed town halls and such things, right? Could be easily scheduled into it. So from my point of view, I think that needs to come back after the news, not to try to push Franklin out of his time slot. But, I mean, that was back in Pacifica's heyday, right? When we, before the listener, the membership started to the membership quantity started to deteriorate. Right. I mean, that the deterioration really started in 71, when we fired our national news director, who was the core of, you know, hanging on to all our subscribers, which was more than twice as many as we have now then. So that's all I have to say.
Okay, from 71, you said we started deteriorating in membership, and we fired a national news director?
That's correct, and we have not had a national news director. Actually, she was national news and public affairs director was her title. Her name was Elsa Knight Thompson. She was actually hired by the founder of Pacifica. At the get-go, or shortly after the get-go, and lasted until 72, until the more conservative faction in Pacifica organized to get her fired, right? And things have been going downhill ever since.
Well, I would really like, Tom, if you can remember some points that she of that time may not fit now, but I would like to know.
I can run a bunch of them down. One of the most important ones was that she arranged to get a WBAI reporter into North Vietnam during the Vietnam War and reported from there and played a significant role in ending the Vietnam War. So anyway, we could go on. I mean, in the programming committee, I could run a lot of that stuff down. There's some written histories about that which could be shared. But that's another issue. But that's the point I was trying to bring up, is we need a hour someplace where we can put independent commentaries into it and would also be available for town halls or whatever comes up at the spirit of the moment that Pacifica should really be covering.
Wow. On the ground. I mean, if you're in Vietnam and the war is going on, you're on the ground.
Yep. I mean, that's the power that this network used to have, which is, non-existent now.
But there are people in Gaza, in Yemen, in Saudi Arabia, in Syria. Where else are we? Somalia? I mean, we're in so many places now. Afghanistan?
Yep, and every one of those things, would have us something to say on an independent commentary hour about that particular situation and how they're being screwed by, the CIA and all of the different various intelligence organizations that, represent industrial whatever. And anyway, that's enough. That's getting off the subject here a little bit, but that's the kind of thing that would rebuild Pacifica, to come back with, enough supportive members to really get the network going again when we start dealing with the world's real problems.
Oh, it's the side.
I'm done.
Thank you, Thomas. Tom. Now, Thomas, go.
Yeah, hi. That's interesting, Tom, and the idea that across the networks there were, common strips is also, something that obviously Pacifica doesn't have at this point. PFW does not have an evening news and hasn't for a long time. Now, I know BAI was producing something half an hour biweekly, every day, through some volunteers. And then I've heard, some other stories about on the West Coast in terms of the evening news. But it's something the programming committee at PFW has taken up intermittently to try to get more evening public affairs, including a news program. And we've been, we've run up against resistance from our own news department as, well, basically give us the resources, we'll do it. The program director has not exactly necessarily fought for that. And so at this point, we don't have an evening news, and I don't know who does to even, sort of contemplate that as a strip in the evening of, and it should be seen like that. Unfortunately, it's not. I think every station has different, willy-nilly different set of programs.
I can give you a real good news example in that a station that I do transmitter work for in Idaho, KRFP, right? Their budget, their yearly budget is about $45,000. They have one paid employee who is the station manager and also the news director with all volunteer news and programming staff
they produce nightly at least a half an hour of news. And so that, you know, it's possible to do because
Right. Yeah.
they
yeah.
do it. And you can listen to it every night at 5:30. Their news lasts at least a half an hour, and there's more, and their programming is set up so that if there's more relevant news, they just keep going, right? And until they run out of news, and then they go into a music interlude to the next scheduled programming. Or they put something else in there. But in any case, it's possible to do a lot more than what Pacifica is doing with an awful lot less money, is what I'm trying to get across here.
Thank you, Tom.
Was that KFRT, Tom? Freedom Radio Tango?
KRFP.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Radio Free Palouse with a P. Palouse is the Central Washington State and Idaho wheat growing area. So this station broadcasts to a lot of people and has turned a lot of them around in relation to what's going on in the world.
Yeah, I see it now. I'm on the website. They're in Moscow, Idaho?
Correct.
Excellent. Great.
And the other thing they do that we're missing out in Pacifica is Moscow is a college town, and they work with the university, and they get journalism students to work with them. The university has also got its own radio station, and they work back and forth and help each other out and stuff. I mean, Pacifica ought to be building those kind of relationships. Specifically at KPFA in Berkeley, where we have another journalism school. And, you know, the entrenched staff at KPFA, you know, they'd never think of such a thing. Anyway, I've said enough here. We need to get this boat taken care of, whatever we're going to do with that. And I need to get out of here and attend to some other stuff. So I'll shut up and we can try to get some business done.
Okay. I hear just one. I heard just one complaint is about, I put the word weekend on a weekend because I just did that because in the past, KPFT used to do on a Sunday afternoon, and I don't know if they did on a Saturday afternoon, but it was on a weekend, 2 hours. But I think Thomas said it should be maybe on a weekday night. I think Frank said, well, if you're just doing two times a year, you don't have to really, it's not that big of a destruction of the, I would think that the station would try to do these the fun drive time so that it would not interrupt fun drive. Anyway.
Can I just jump in? This is Jack on that question.
Jack, go ahead. Yes, please.
Well, so fun drive stuff doesn't exactly apply to BAI anymore since we've completely transformed our schedule and are operating a full-time fundraising just by preempting programs on a monthly basis. So in terms of weekday or weekend, I think it's just more is whenever would be best applicable because I think in a BAI situation, it should replace when a program is already being preempted. So a program does not have to get preempted twice in 1 month.
Oh, I did not realize that you were preempting so many shows for Fun Drive.
Our show is replaced RPM, almost every other show, maybe except for like Democracy Now, are preempted once every month.
Wow. Okay, so you don't see
Nancy Thompson to the stat.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
What, could you explain that again? You, I know you're in a, what do you call this, your fundraising model now? Just sort of slow.
Four times a year.
No, slow and steady. No, the BAI is trying, a, you know, and how is that going, by the way? And if you say you lose a 1 month or one show a month, is that for what do they put in its place?
Yeah, so I'll try and bring – I forget exactly how Berthold, our general manager, Linda, the programming director, have phrased it, but it's just – it's full year fundraising where the programs are each program is preempted once a month, essentially once every 4 weeks. And unless the programmers develop a show that is specifically geared towards fundraising, something that my program is considering doing in the future, but we haven't as of now, supposedly, according to at the last LSB meeting, our ratings have recovered to the numbers before COVID, and that we are having some of our best fundraising in a while. But this is not an immediate effect, because this has been basically going on for almost a year now. So I think there and I think there's aspects of it that work. I think it's, you know, we don't have periods anymore where we're doing fun drives for an entire month. And there's, you know, it gives us, as a programmer, it gives you an opportunity to plan ahead because you know when you're getting preempted. But I know there's immense frustration from a lot of listeners. I think the every 4 weeks is a little bit too much. I would prefer maybe a reduced schedule, but we don't have to get into all the details of that now. I think there's some positive aspects to it. There's some negative aspects to it. And honestly, I don't think it's the long-term solution of dealing with establishing a steady fund raising base. But the sort of work that I'm doing on that is not fully in fruition yet. It's kind of just being launched over these past couple months. So I would have a lot more to offer in terms of evidence to a kind of better method. There's evidence it's working in certain ways, but it's also not working in a way that's, I think, enough for the station going forward.
Just to clarify, Jack, if you offer to do your show when they say we're going to preempt and you pitch every quarter hour, is that not what they want? And aren't programmers, I mean, that's what they do at PFW. They, you know, every programmer basically, you know, has this show and they are expected to pitch and they're given a quota. So you're not doing that.
But, so we pitch every, we do a pitch during the regular show. At the midway point. But the
expectation sort of a regular appeal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a regular appeal. But the expectation for the sort of the preempted hour is to focus the entire program around a specific premium. I mean, there's a way you could gear it, you know, towards if you had a guest on who is an author of a book and you're offering that as the premium, that's one way to go about it. And that's the sort of thing that we're kind of probably going to look to do in the future, or maybe partner with some organizations. But it tends to be replaced by the kind of focus on the premiums that are generating the most for the station. That's what the kind of fundraising hours have been. And I don't know if Ralph or Sharon are still on, if I've said anything that's mistaken, I'm happy to be corrected.
One more clarification. Those premiums do have a cost, right? Those books cost money to the station. Anything, all those gifts are, so there's, you know, you're hoping to make more than what they cost, but they're not given away, are they?
I think the books actually are normally banned for free through deals about, you know, if it's an author coming on the station. That's something actually that we're trying to work through, because there has been a new payment system that's been implemented, Allegiance, that has actually been very effective. It's a great step forward for the station. It's a way to actually actually get people their premiums and kind of have an effective data system. But I don't want to also distract from this vote
okay.
for too long.
Yeah. Thank you for we went into pitching. Let's get back to these motions because Tom has to go fix some transmitters and other people are very busy. I want to hear from others on this call. Any other these about these motions? Let's see who else is here. Wally has spoken a little bit. Ralph or Sharon or Frank? You have something you not like or you do like about these two motions, town halls on the air? I think Sharon said something about, you know, the scheduling will be disturbed. Well, do you like it more? Does everybody like it more than they don't like it?
Whatever works. Ralph here.
Whatever works. Okay. Is there any objections to going into a vote on this? These two motions. We'll do one. The first one will be about the LSB's town halls.
Wally for the stack?
Yes, Wally, go ahead.
Okay, we've got three different time zones we're going to be in, and I think we need to figure out when it would be on so that all of our evening shows can carry it. Any thoughts about that?
Yes, it'll be different times in different time zones, but it'll be at the same time.
What I'm saying is if it's on at 7 o'clock East Coast, that's 8 o'clock our time, and that's 10 o'clock Pacific time. No, wait a minute, I'm going the wrong direction. It's I'm making it bigger than smaller. Yes. So if it's 7 o'clock Eastern, it would be 6 o'clock here and
And 4 p.m.
So it'll be real 4 p.m. weekday. So maybe we would have to start it later in the evening so that it's in a decent evening time for all of the stations.
Yes.
But I think
the
problem is if it's 2 hours long, it's probably going to be on kind of late for somebody. What's y'all's thoughts about that?
Or maybe East Coast will be the latest for them. But if mm-hmm. we can adjust it I still think it's possible. I mean, we do the town
mm-hmm.
halls, have been done before, but we've never done it live where people can call in, and you're connecting with all three different time zones people. So it's sort of exciting.
I support if we can just agree on a time when all the stations can do it.
That was a good idea. Okay. All right. How about 5 p.m.
Almost
4 p.m. and 2 p.m. Pacific. So 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the evening, Houston, and 5 o'clock in the evening, East Coast. I think we should leave it open for the we could say, for example, I could put that in there. For example, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central. Okay, Thomas, go ahead.
I was going to insert after the phrase on a weekend and just mm-hmm. add or weekday evening. And then leave it to the timing of a particular town hall to be determined by, maybe we need to say, by a majority of station managements in consultation. In other words, why are we trying to decide when it will air instead of just say, this is how it should be decided? And whenever the town for the local as well as the national.
Yeah.
Frank, here too.
I'm fine with that. I was only mentioning the time because I know it might be difficult. But as long as we can put that in the phrasing that the time gets figured out and voted on, that's fine with me.
Yeah, by
okay.
By program directors, I guess, or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I think the biggest draw would be a weekend as opposed to a weekday night for the most people. And since this is only done twice a year in this motion, I think it's all right to keep it on a weekend, but Thomas does not like, he'd like to give the choice of a weekday. We may have to vote on that. And then add after the weekend, for example, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. If it's a 5 p.m. on a weekday, that's people coming home from work. It would work only well if it's a weekend instead of a weekday, unless we change the time. I didn't think we were going to adding the times. I thought maybe the PMB would.
Frank here for the
stack. Frank, go ahead.
Feel like we should also leave the time open to be decided on later, because trying to set the time now, I don't know, maybe it would help later if we did set the time now. So I guess I can go either way, but I feel like we're just doing too much by trying to set the time ourselves. Maybe it could be something that they could decide at a later date. And I do feel that a weekend also is the best. Maybe they would want to do it in the morning. Maybe they would want to have it on in the morning time. So
this is Wally. No, I think weekends is fine. The thing is, that's when we get our biggest listenership is weekend mornings and midday. So there'll probably be some resistance from the managers or the program directors. But if we just, you know, leave it open-ended so it can be figured out later. Yeah.
Okay. I want to take a vote on weekend and just say weekend or weekday. I'd like to know. Or maybe let me ask how many people would like to add weekday on there. Thomas does, for sure. Anybody else?
Yeah, Ralph there.
Ralph. Yes, Ralph. You would like to have it on a weekday.
Weekday.
Add the word weekday. Okay. Anybody else? Jerome?
Frank. Frank here. I don't think adding the weekday hurts anything. It just gives it more options.
Weekday is better, yeah.
Lawrence
wants
weekday. Oh, you came. Okay.
This is Jeff. I think the specifics of it can be struck. I think a weekday or a weekend is fine. I think it's just going to depend. I think leaving flexibility here is a good thing, because there's a lot of things that have to take in consideration.
Okay.
This is Wally.
Right.
I support that.
Okay. So let me go one try. So adding the word after weekend, add the word or weekday. Jack is for, Wally is for, Philip is not here. Thomas, are you for? Yeah, you were
yes.
Adding or
Nancy, if I may, the reason
day.
One of the reasons I was thinking to add that is to not always preempt a weekend show. You can have a town hall on a Monday night. You can have a town hall on a Thursday, evening drive time. I mean, it can change depending on circumstances, and so the preemptions of one particular segment is kept to a minimum. That's all. That was part of what I was thinking.
Well, okay, Sharon, how do you feel? Can we put the word or weekday? Or leave it just on a weekend?
Well, I feel it could be and or, but I feel it's going to be difficult to pull together. That's how I feel.
It's going to be difficult to put both words in?
To pull this type of thing together. Because in each district, in each area, you're going to have people who are going to call in, and the topic that this meeting would have to be on would be one of a United States kind of issue, in my opinion. or you're going to have people calling in from New York asking questions about New York or wanting information about some stuff happening in Philly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, the first motion, the first motion is just for the station. And the station can pick the time that they think best, you know, for doing that. And then the second motion is for national. That's when we have to do synchronize all five stations at the same time. So they'll be in different time zones, but at the same time, you'll be connected, you know, with the town hall. So you'll be hearing phone calls and callers from the East Coast, West Coast, and Central, South. Okay, so for the first one, on the first one, when it just involves a motion for stations, town hall meetings, you want or weekday or just weekend. So, Jack, you said or weekday, right? For just the stations. Is that right, Jack?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Wally, you said same? Is that right? For the stations, LSB town hall meetings.
Either weekday or weekend.
Okay. Philip's not here. Thomas, weekday, right? Thomas, or weekday. For the stations, town hall meetings. Right, Thomas?
Correct,
Thomas?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph wants or weekday, just like Thomas, right? For the stations, town hall meetings.
Right.
Okay.
Ralph, right.
Okay, and Lawrence, you said or weekday for the station's town hall meetings. All right, who else is here? Sharon, I can't remember what you said.
This is Wally.
Yes,
I'm going to go with. I want to go with them with weekday. Change it.
Weekday or so weekend or weekday, or you just want weekday only? Oh, we're getting too many choices here. Okay.
I was saying both, but I would be willing to just do weekday. Especially for, we'll just see what everybody wants. I can be flexible.
So, right now I'm asking about town hall, LSB town hall. So this will be only at the station, not connected with four other stations, all right, the town halls. For the LSB town halls, so far I got Jack or weekday, Wally or weekday, or did you want to change that to weekday only? Okay, we'll keep it, or weekday. All right, Thomas O'Rourke, or weekday. Ralph Wallace, Lawrence, or weekday. Sharon, I can't remember. Did you say or weekday or?
Either or.
Okay, or. And Frank? Frank?
For the local station board one, I'm open for either.
Either, okay. So... okay, so or will be all right, or weekday, weekend or weeknight. All right, Tom?
Yeah, I'm good for either.
Either, okay. And Harvey and Sandy are not here, okay. Let's see. So anyway, everybody, one, two, three. Let's see, what was it? Jack, Wally, Thomas, Ralph, Lawrence, Frank, Tom, and Sharon. Everybody said or, so we'll just add on that first one. After weekday or weekend or weekday.
Franklin here.
Franklin, yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me? I would say since now it's open to any day of the week, we could just say for a day of their choosing or something, because adding a weekday or weekend, I mean, it don't make no difference now. It's open to any day of the week. I think you could just say to a day of your choosing for the local station board. This is not the national that needs more coordination. So, I mean, basically we're saying a weekend or a weekday. So, it's basically every day as possible. So
yes, you're right.
The day
you're
of
right,
their
practically.
Choosing.
Okay. So, we can just scratch out on a weekend. Just scratch it, right?
Yeah, just to a day of their choosing.
A day of choosing. I don't like that. I like weekend. Okay. All right. So now we've got that. And are there any objections if we scratch out on a weekend and just put on a day of choosing, on a day of how can I say this, on the day of...
Madam Chair.
Yeah, I'm not an expert with words.
Yes, Thomas, go ahead.
I don't have objection to his the friendly emotion. It's the friendly amendment. The weekend and weekday is less concise, but more explicit, and it says the same thing, so I think we ought to just vote on this motion as it's written right now. Thank you anyway, Frank. You're right.
Let's just go for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so on a weekend or weekday, is that right?
That was the motion.
Perfect.
Calling me.
Yeah, this is I'm calling in. This is Jim Dingman. I just wanted to throw in. We've been listening to what you guys have been saying, and I just got off a phone call in New York, and we're going to be advocating town hall meetings every week, starting from this weekend. And I also want to let you guys know that we spent an entire meeting just now going through the CPB regs, because we're about ready to be qualified to get CPB money. And I'm going to use the technology task force, which I'm part of. We're going to be using that for the next few weeks to go into great detail about explaining what the CPB regs are, which we're now able to apply to get money from the CPB. But obviously the town hall thing is an emergency. And my 2 cents worth, and I'm going to hang up after this, is that I think we need to do it every damn week. And we have to be talking about what the hell is going on with these bylaws and all that, et cetera, in a open forum, which I've sort of listened to you guys talk a little bit about this. But we're going to be advocating every damn week in New York about this in terms of town hall meetings to talk about these issues. Thank you.
Okay. That's interesting news. All right. So we passed the first motion. And I want to make sure. So we put weekday on a weekend or weekday. Is that what we decided?
That was the original motion. Right? Should we say just
the original motion just says on a weekend.
No, the my amendment added or weekday.
Okay.
Comma.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I want to hear. All right. Let's go to the second motion. Is national.
Wait a minute. Before you get to that, Nancy, you were saying either weekday or evening, day or evening before, and now they're just saying day.
Maybe right, I should people, say weekday, evening. You're right.
So I think that's more flexible. But anyway, that's all I wanted to throw in.
I think weekday just covers. When you say weekday, you mean any time during the day from midnight.
Yeah, as long as you're not limiting it to a. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
What time is what? Weekday or weeknight?
Turn that up.
We said weekday. Is that okay?
Right. But that's
all right. Or weekday. Okay. On a weekend or a weekday. All right. So let's go to the second. Is that all right, Wally?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So second motion is a national town hall with all five stations at the same time. So we'll have call-in. And it goes, it's very similar to the other one. And what did I say? Where would we go? Shall be conducted at least twice a year for 2 hours on a weekend. And shall we add or weeknight? This is a national one now. And twice a year. Does anybody have a strong feeling here that it should be a weekend?
Frank here.
This is national. Frank, go ahead.
I feel like we should keep it the same and leave it flexible, open for a weekend or a weeknight or a weekday.
Weekday.
And I feel like, as we were saying, that saying a weekday or a weekend is leaving it open for AM or PM.
Okay. So weekend or weekday, and then shall I put a comma, AM or PM?
Just leave it open. Right. Specify.
Okay. So or weekend or weekday. That's it? Now, the other part of it is, let's see, does anybody have problems with... the cards should be played at least 8 days in advance. Does anybody have a problem with that? And the Spanish translation shall air after the English version or bilingually. Does anybody have a problem? We've never done this before bilingually, so I just put it in there. I don't know which is better. I like the way the Spanish translation of the debate last year for the referendum was done right after. Okay, so are there any complaints about the national bill? We just put weekend or weekday, comma a.m. or p.m.? Or just keep a.m. and p.m. off?
Well, can I suggest that...
Yes, Tom.
We try to aim it for a time when we can get the most participation, time in the day when we can get the most participation. I don't know when that is. I know it used to be during the news hour when the listenership went up the highest.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I would like the most listenership, and I think the listenership is weekend and evening time or late afternoon. That's what I think, but it's not up to me. Okay, so weekend or weekday, and about what Tom just said, aiming for the best participation.
Yeah, maybe drive time, before the evening news might be a good target. I don't know. What do people think about that?
Okay, who is that calling? Tom? Is that Tom?
Yes.
Okay.
Is Jack for the stack?
Yeah, okay. So Tom is saying around the evening news time, right, that when people are driving home. All right, Jack, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense, but I don't know if that's something we have to specify within this motion. This is going to be something that's going to take serious level of coordination, and I feel like I think putting within the statement aiming for the most participation possible is good. And then the thing is, we're going to have to get buy-in for this to actually come to fruition. So I think, leaving some flexibility in there with the hope that it gets into one of those periods where there's the highest level of listenership. I think for BAI, actually, the highest is in the morning. So it's, I think it also is probably something that differs from station to station. So just wanted to note that I think it makes sense to leave flexibility, but to put in the statement something that directs a hope for high levels of participation.
Okay. I want to ask
Frank from the staff.
Do you want us to just, yeah, Frank, go ahead.
And I would just say that the highest possible listenership could be a weekend, possibly. So it wouldn't mean that it would be drive time necessarily somewhere. It wouldn't necessarily mean it would be in the morning in New York at their personal time. It would be kind of an overall idea of what we think we can get nationally would be the best time for everybody across the network. So it wouldn't necessarily be at anyone's particular drive time per se, or at any other particular high listening time at any one station. It was going to have to be a kind of a thought pattern or an idea of when we might be able to get the most people to actually listen to it nationally. So,
okay.
Which leaves it open, which I feel like leaves it open to some discussion and debate, and then it might take a little bit for them to get along and get it together, but I think that leaves it fairly well open. And, kind of the broader idea of what is going to be the biggest listenership on a national level. So I think it leaves it fairly open and for people to discuss and agree upon and not making us do it at this moment as well. Go ahead.
Thomas to the stack.
Jim
to the stack.
Yeah, one of the reasons that that flexibility is important is, they have to be able to just look at the calendar. If the Super Bowl is being played on a Sunday, you know, you would adjust accordingly, or the finals of something, you know, and that's why, you know, this would be determined, I imagine, by the program directors and the general managers of all five networks, all five stations, in some particular meeting. But we're suggesting that this is how it would be, and that the actual timing is left to the professionals, so to speak. So I agree with Franklin, and I move to call the question.
Okay. We don't call question in committees. Do in board meetings or LSB board meetings or PNB board meetings, and I understand this is a common mistake. Okay. So I'm thinking to add, on a weekend or weekday, aiming for the most participation. And, you know, these nationals are going to be an agreement among these managers. I think that's what it's going to boil down to. Is that okay? On a weekend or a weekday, aiming for the best participation? Or just leave the weekend off and just put weekend? I'm getting mixed up.
I think weekend or weekday, aiming for the best possible participation. It's just like, leave it as broad as possible, I think.
Okay.
Stop agreeing. And also, I want to withdraw drive time, at least in the state where I'm at. It's illegal to be on the cell phone while you're driving. So,
yes.
Participation.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay, if we start at 6 and then 5 in Houston and then 4-3 afternoon in California. So California is still at work. So it would be a weekend would be better. So they don't have, I mean, most people don't work on the weekend.
Frank here.
Yes, Frank, go ahead.
And I think that's where it comes in, trying to find the most participation. They would have to boil it down to that themselves.
Okay. All right. So I'll add on the national one, on a weekend or just for 2 hours on for 2 hours aiming for the best participation. So I just do that.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Is that Frank?
Yeah, Frank, I agree here because I feel like that's kind of what I was saying on the local one, is that if we say the statement aiming for the most participation, that could mean any time, any day, basically,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Nancy, Jim to the stack.
God. Jim, okay, quick now.
No, I have to talk about it. Look, we just went through the CPB compliance things. One way you can get around the issue of trying to make sure that you have maximal advertisement, that is 4 or 5 carts a day, because to get a lot of people listening, you probably need about 20 to 25 playings throughout the week to get a lot of people there. If you say that this is in compliance with the CPB, we just went through the regs of the CPB, since we're going to be able to be in compliance with the CPB as of June or July. And that means that if you're doing a town hall, which is a function of the of the open meeting requirements, of the requirements of having meetings announced to the public, you can justify that you need at least 20 to 25 to 30 planes of a cart advertising at each station that you're going to have a town hall meeting. And that's going to be the argument we make in New York because, you know, this is just, we just read through this literally an hour ago, went through a long debate about it, and we said, yeah, the hell with it. So this can give you the legal justification in terms of federal code to advertise the hell out of a town hall.
Okay, I'm going to, with everybody's permission, shall we add for 2 hours on a weekend or... I like to keep it on the weekend because of the aiming for the best participation.
Time.
okay, for the best participation, announced by...
Best participation time of day.
Best participation...